knock on our door. And dance on our floor.
Dance on our floor.
Take a step that is new.
Take a step that is new.
Weave a lovable space that meets your face. Three's company too. You'll see that life is a ball again. Laughter is calling for you. Down at our rendezvous.
So if you and Bob are interested, I got this terrific car for you. It's only 2 years old.
Thanks, but we're thinking of buying a new car.
A new car? With that new car smell? Yuck!
Oh, hi there. You're looking mighty cute tonight.
Well, thank you.
I was talking to Carol.
Thank you, Mr. Furley. Oh, did my husband speak to you about our light switch?
No.
Well, he tried to fix it, but I'm afraid he just made matters worse.
When will you tenants learn not to go lousing up the building? That's my job.
Care for a drink?
That's what I'm here for. I'll have the usual, Mike.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. Furley. We're all out of root beer.
I'll have a beer then. So how was your trip to Lake Tahoe?
You're never going to believe what happened.
What? What happened?
Well, Bob rented a boat and took me sailing. And wouldn't you know, just as we're miles from shore...
What kind of boat?
Just a small sailboat. Anyway, everything was going okay until we got to the middle of the lake.
How small?
What?
How small was the boat? 14 feet? 20 feet?
What's the difference?
6 feet.
Who cares?
If you don't care, why'd you ask me?
Will you let her finish?
All right.
Go ahead.
Anyway, there we were at the deepest part of the
How
lake.
How deep? Never mind.
And the rudder broke off. Bob was doing everything he could to get it back on, and just as we were about to be washed up on the rocks, some water skiers threw us a rope and towed us in.
Wow, that was some close call.
Will you let her finish?
I am finished.
Oh. Wow, that was some close call.
Yeah. But with Bob there, I was never really worried.
Some more white wine, Carol?
No, I've got to run. Oh, Mr. Furley, I don't suppose you could take a look at the light switch.
Now? But I haven't finished my,
Please.
Okay.
Bye, Larry.
Could I have a doggy bag for this?
Mike, give me Penny's check, would you? What was all that about Bob and Carol getting stuck in the lake?
Well, from what I hear, some crazy water skiers got their rope caught on Bob's rudder. It broke off. He couldn't get it on, and the boat wound up on the rocks.
Oh! That's terrible.
What's terrible?
Oh, Bob. He's all broken up over what Carol did to his boat. Because she was looking at some water skiers, the rudder broke off, and he couldn't get it back on.
What?
Yeah, and that's not the worst part.
Oh, hey. Hi, Larry.
Hey,
Lawrence.
Good. Hey.
Yeah.
Like the bartender. What's happening?
Hey, guys. Hi. Terry, come here.
Hi, Penny.
Excuse me. Terry, you are not going to believe what happened.
What?
Well.
So, what are you going to have?
Three white wines, Mike, and I'd like to buy Larry here something to drink.
No, no, thanks. You can just pay for these.
The
thanks very much. Appreciate that, seriously. Well, hello there. Did you see the way she came on to me? Hold on a second.
Larry.
Would
oh,
you,
thanks a lot, Mike.
Put these on Larry's tab, please. Here, Terry.
Oh, no. What's the matter? It's Bob and Carol.
What about Bob and Carol?
Their marriage. It's on the rocks.
Oh.
No. Well, I don't know exactly. Something about Bob or Carol caught Carol or Bob getting it on with someone. Ooh, a water skier.
Oh, my God.
And now they're breaking up.
Terry, the hospital just called for you.
Oh, thanks, Mike. I have to go, guys. Oh, guys, if I were you, I wouldn't mention this, okay? I mean, you know how gossip starts.
Terry.
You're right. I lost my hair. Okay, I'll see
really?
You later. Bye-bye.
Bye. Can you believe it?
Bob and Carol?
Well, that was one marriage I thought would last forever.
Yeah. It's like they were the perfect couple.
I know. Bob, why do you have to go fooling around anyway?
Yeah, why do you have to go and... Wait a minute, Jack. Why do you automatically assume it was Bob who was cheating?
Well, I don't know. I mean, don't
you think that women look at men?
You think it was Carol that was fooling around?
Oh, that's right, Jack. Blame her. Just stop trying to make excuses for him, okay? We have to do something about getting them back together. We can't... There's Bob now. Why don't you go talk to him?
Me? Why me?
Why not you? Who introduced him? You! Who's the one who arranged their whole honeymoon? You! Who found him an apartment in our building? You!
Then haven't I done enough?
Come on, Jack. You go talk to Bob, and I'll talk to Carol.
Well, Janet, what am I going to say?
Well, just be fair. Don't take sides.
Yeah.
And I'll try to keep Carol from dumping the two-timing louse. Hello, Bob.
Oh, hi, Janet. Yo, Bob. Jack, how are you?
Fine, great. Can't complain. You know how it is. Well, I can see you're busy, so why don't I come back some other time?
I'm not doing anything. Sit down.
Sure, no problem. Bob, hey, listen. Do you mind if I talk about something personal?
No.
I was afraid you were going to say that. Bob, this isn't going to be easy, but... after all, you know, we're both adulterers. I mean, adults. We're not kids anymore, are we?
Yes.
Well, Bob, I was wondering... I was wondering...
Boy, that was some mess in there. I never saw wire so tangled up.
Bob tried so hard.
That's okay. The old pro here got everything straightened out.
Thank you. Hey, how about a cup of coffee?
Sounds good. Okay, now to light her up.
I think you got the wires mixed up.
What? That's impossible. When the day comes that Ralph Furley doesn't know the difference between a light switch and a doorbell. I think there's someone at your door.
Hi, Carol.
Hi, Janet. Come on in.
Oh, hi, Mr. Furley.
Hi, Janet.
I was just getting some coffee. Make yourself at home.
Oh, thanks.
Gee, I hope I'm not interrupting anything.
No. Carol's just got a little problem here.
A problem?
Yeah, it's not her fault, though. Bob's the one to blame. He shouldn't have gone fooling around someplace where he doesn't belong.
So it was Bob.
Of course it was Bob.
Poor Carol.
Don't worry about her. I'll have her bell ringing in no time.
What?
Well, Bob couldn't do it.
Mr. Burley, shame on you. I think you better just be getting out of here. Here, take the tools with you. Go on. Shame on you.
Oh, he's gone.
Yes.
Would you like some coffee?
Oh, Carol, I don't know how you do it.
It's no big deal. I just throw in the coffee and plug it in.
Carol, it doesn't help to keep it bottled up inside of you.
Keep what bottled up inside of me?
Bob.
Bob and the other woman.
Bob seeing another woman?
There. Doesn't it feel better to get it off your chest?
No.
Oh, right. I'm sure. Of course it doesn't. But, Carol, look, I'm sure she doesn't mean anything to him. This is just a momentary weakness.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, sure. And you know what you should do?
I'm thinking of a few things.
Have a talk with Bob.
That's not one of them.
He's down at the Regal Beagle right now.
Thanks, Janet.
Sure. Oh, Carol. Well, do you want me to come with you?
No. You've done enough.
Oh, what are friends for?
You see what I'm getting at, Bob?
Yes, Jack, I do.
And you don't mind my telling you?
No. No.
Good. So what you've got is too valuable to risk losing.
So you think I ought to get more fire insurance?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'll get more fire insurance and see my doctor once a year, and I promise I won't mix regular tires with radials.
Right.
Is that it?
Yeah. No! Yeah. No! No. No, Bob, there is one other little thing.
Oh?
Bob, when a man's been married for a while, it's only natural that he get a little restless and wonder what he's been missing.
What are you trying to say?
Don't throw away your marriage over some water skier.
A water skier?
Well, the woman you've been seeing.
What? You're not seeing another woman?
No?
No.
Oh. Well, Bob, when a woman's been married for a while, it's only natural that she get a little restless and wonder what she's
been... Wait a minute. Now, are you saying...
Don't go blaming Carol.
Carol!
No, she has hungers, desires, needs of the flesh.
Carol!
Here I am, Bob. Huh? I think we ought to have a little talk.
Yeah. What a good idea.
Here you go. I'm glad to see you're back together.
Jack, how's it going?
See for yourself.
Oh, gosh, don't they look sweet? And we did it, aren't you, Brown?
Me cheating? You're the one who's cheating.
Oh, I never want to see you again.
Well, the same goes for me.
Wait.
Bob! Oh, Carol!
What the hell's going on in here?
Bob found Carol getting it on with a water skier.
No, Jack, it's the other way around. Carol found Bob.
Are you talking about the water skier who towed them ashore?
What?
Yeah. The rudder fell off their boat and they couldn't get it back on.
Boy, if it hadn't been for that guy, they would have broken up on the rocks.
Broken up?
On the rocks? Oh. An hour ago, they were as happy as clams, and now they're splitting up.
They are?
Jack, we've got to do something about getting them back together again.
How are we going to do that?
I know.
What?
Why don't you kids have a talk with them?
Now, let me get this straight. Bob and Carol weren't ever planning on splitting up?
Not until the happy homewrecker here got into the act.
Hey.
Who told who that Bob was cheating on Carol?
Whom?
You.
No, who told whom?
That's what I said.
No, you didn't, Jack. You said who told who.
Who told who?
Don't forget who told who.
Jane, I don't believe this. A marriage has just been destroyed and you're worrying about grammar.
God, Janet.
Look, Jack, it's not really your fault, and it's not my fault either.
Then whose fault is it?
Whoever told you this malicious gossip in the first place.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. It was you.
Yeah, that's who.
Whom?
Terry, come on.
All right, it doesn't matter whose fault it is. Now, you've just got to go up there and straighten things out.
Yeah, Terry, you're right. Go ahead, Jack.
Me? I'm not going up there. No, I have to take a walk. Excuse me.
Oh, Jack, you are such a coward.
Hey! Don't spread it around.
Hi, Larry. Furley told me what happened between Bob and Carol. You must feel awful.
Oh, Larry, I do.
You should. You really screwed up.
Thanks for your help, Larry.
Janet?
Oh, Larry, please.
I know. You want me to change the subject.
Yeah, right.
I don't blame you. Having something like that on your conscience.
Thank you for changing the subject.
Anytime. Boy, I don't know,
Larry,
Terry.
If you say one more word about Bob or Carol,
the subject is closed. I was just wondering what idiot started the whole thing.
Larry, you really know how to empty a room.
Carol!
Can I use your phone?
Well, sure, but I'm calling my mother to tell her I'm coming home.
Larry, you have got to talk to her.
I don't know her mother.
Carol, now we've got to get them back together.
Where are you going?
To talk to Bob.
I'll explain when I get there, Mom. Bye. Where's Terry?
Huh? Oh, she just stepped out for a little while. Carol, I think you and I should have a little talk.
This isn't about that used car, is it?
No, of course not. Unless you're interested.
Larry!
No, right. No, you're right. No, we can talk about that later.
Then what do you want to talk about?
I want to talk about you and...
And that no-good skirt-chasing two-timer?
Hey, whoa, look. You and Bob have something that most people never know. Love. Now, I'm not talking about the kind of love when two people meet in a singles bar who wind up having a cheap, sleazy affair. Although that can be wonderful, too. No. I'm talking about true love. And that is something far too precious to be thrown away because of a stupid misunderstanding.
Misunderstanding?
This all happened because of a rumor?
Yeah, now don't you feel silly?
Yes.
I bet you want to go downstairs right now and apologize to Carol.
How can I face her after the things I said?
Bob, the same thing happened to me once. You know, I was going with a guy who had everything. And then one day, we got into this great big fight... And we broke up over some silly little misunderstanding. I called him every name I could think of.
But you patched things up?
No, I never heard from him again.
What?
I don't know why he didn't call. I waited by the phone for 3 days. I couldn't eat. I couldn't sleep. It was awful.
What can I do?
Nothing. I don't even know where he lives anymore.
I mean about me and Carol.
Who? Oh, yes, you and Carol.
Well, I'm going down to your apartment and beg her to forgive
me. I'm right behind you, Bob.
You really think Bob will forgive me?
Hey, I know he will.
Oh, Larry, you're a real friend.
I just came up to... Oh, excuse me. Larry! Carol!
Oh, Mr. Furley.
Never mind. I didn't see a thing. Where are you going?
Into my apartment.
No, you can't.
Why not? Bob wants to see Carol.
No, he doesn't.
Is anything wrong?
Wrong? What makes you think something's wrong?
By the way you're acting.
Oh, that? Oh, that comes and goes and comes and goes. It's gone now.
Mr. Furley, may we please go into my apartment now? Thank you.
Oh,
Carol.
Oh, Bob, I was so wrong.
So was I.
What's the matter with you?
He's gonna kill her.
What?
Larry, Carol, Bob. He didn't know. Now he does.
Mr. Carter, will you take it easy?
Relax.
Yes. Right.
Relax.
All right.
Okay. Obviously. Now, are you all calm now?
Yes.
What did you want to tell us?
Bob and Carol are in your apartment.
Isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Does it give you any ideas?
Yeah. I wish I had a guy like Bob I could hug.
Well, what's wrong with me?
Larry, if you have to ask. Let's give them their privacy, shall we? Oh, ow!
What's the matter?
Oh, it's my neck. It's all this tension.
Well, I know how to take care of that.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Uh-huh, right. Yeah. Oh, ow! Ooh.
No! No! Choking Carol.
Choking Carol?
Are you nuts?
He was massaging my neck.
See? He was massaging. I thought he was killing you.
Why? They're back together again.
What?
Yeah.
They made up?
Yeah.
Thanks to me.
What about me? I was the one that split him up in the first place.
It's okay, Larry. You got us back together again.
Oh, Bob. Thanks again, Larry.
Hey.
Janet, I gotta thank you.
For what?
I'll think of something to us.
Keeps up long, they got a scorecard.
You know, I still don't see how that story about Bob and Carol got so distorted.
Terry, people just don't listen. It happens all the time.
Well, not all the time.
You want to bet?
What?
Hey, I got, $2 right here that says I can tell the simplest story to any guy at the bar, and by the time it comes back here, it'll be completely different.
Hey, you are on.
Put your money where the table is.
Okay. Right, got it? Okay, I have it. One. Well, what did you tell them?
Oh, nothing. Just that you needed some extra money, so you're sort of working overtime.
Oh.
Hustling on the Sunset Strip.
What?
Relax.
Are you out of your mind?
Hey, Janet, easy. By the time it comes back to this table, they'll have you running for Congress.
Watch.
Oh, boy, Terry, it's a shame the way they've got you working all that overtime at the hospital. Huh? Hey, boy, they really keep you hustling there, don't they?
Oh. Yeah.
You see?
Okay.
Oh, and Janet.
Yeah?
You better watch out.
What?
The vice squad is out in force tonight.
What? You win!
Videotaped in front of a studio audience.